What up, no? It's Los Muchachos here, and we're gonna get right into it. Right here to my right, we got Big Swart Seth Wurchus.
Yup!
Yeah, now, yep. Right here to the next, we got Virgil Anchondo.
Hey, guys.
Best video maker in the league. Yep, here we go. Mateo Escamilla up next.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, we got the big dummy of the group right here, Big Adam Wurchus. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on, boy?
Hey, y'all know what it is. I'm Peter Richardson. Man, get that out of here, man. We are a group of neighborhood legends coming together to talk about life, talk about things that we love most, and of course, spread positivity. And don't forget, y'all, don't be a chotch.
Hey.
Don't be that, man. No, sir. All right, man, Virgil. Hey, what we got up for today, man? What we gonna be talking about today? First episode.
Hey.
Yes, it's a special one. I mean, I don't know, guys.
Got a lot of things to talk about, right?
The inaugural.
I know, I kind of hung out with y'all on Saturday, but, I mean, anything just kind of like, anything spectacular happened this weekend, first of all.
I mean, baseball's back.
Baseball's back, right?
NBA balling, you know, I've been watching
NBA's
that.
NBA's about to get going.
It's back,
but the Stros season may be coming to an end with Verlander.
We're out for the season.
Okay, yeah. What is even the out for? I didn't even see
it. Elbow.
Somebody had his elbow, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's cheating, man.
And yeah, MLB's back. That's probably the biggest one, I think.
WNBA, shout out WNBA too. Sabrina Ballin, man.
Baseball back is like, I feel like when I watched like my first game the other day, I felt like it was like that true sense of normality again. I was like, man, I can just sit back and watch baseball.
It was unreal, dude.
But I felt so intrigued. I was like, man, I'm a big baseball fan, but like, I was like, damn, I watched all 9 innings pitch by pitch. I didn't move the couch. Like, I was like, dude, I'm so excited to watch. Like, this is it.
I kind of felt like I forgot what it was like to watch baseball in a way. Like, I was kind of like, I don't know, just different. You know what I mean? Like, you just had, baseball starts in April.
It was like every game's a World Series in a way. That's the way I felt.
Hey, when's NBA coming back?
NBA's back. It comes back July 30th. Yeah, they start all the games.
Hey, did you remember that one dude? For the Clippers? He left the bubble and he went to like a strip club to get chicken wings.
Probably went to go get dinner. Bullshit, but I mean...
Hey, man's
been stuck in a bowl with a bunch of dudes. He's like, I gotta get out of here. Who was that? I don't even know.
I didn't even hear about this.
Did he get Corona? No, he was just quarantine right now.
This is rolling out some good chicken wings.
Lou Williams.
That's what he went to the strip club.
Yeah.
And like he went there with dinner. Like hell no, I ain't getting no dinner. Like,
who's this Bobo guy?
He's
Bobo. You don't know? His dad was
yeah,
big.
Yeah, he got the 8 foot
monkey bowl.
Yeah, 8 foot 6 wingspan,
bro. They started all forwards, bro. All bigs. The Denver Nuggets, man. Their smallest dude was like 6'9".
The quadruple.
It was crazy because the biggest towers, bro. Because half the time the Rockets play, and what's his name? PJ Tucker's a center, and he's like 6'7".
That's what they're saying.
It's like, damn, imagine those two teams playing each other.
Yeah, big ball versus small ball.
Rockets ain't getting no rebounds.
On an MLB thing, did y'all see that all the people peeking inside? Like, they went up to the arena, and they were, like, peeking outside, like, all the cracks they could find in the windows to see. It was, like, no fans had us, like, it was, like, Google Eyes out.
There's, at the Rangers stadium, they have actual sound. Like, you can hear it's, like, background noise, just...
Every MLB team agreed to it.
Oh, really?
Do that.
It's cool. It's, like... It's gotta be weird.
I would like to just see the play in one game with just complete silence. Like... Just so they keep it like.
It's like going to a real Detroit Tigers game or a Tampa Bay Rays game. Nobody there, man.
No, you know it was trippy. Someone hit a home run. I forgot which game it was, and then I see a crowd.
It was Wrigley.
I was like, oh, what's going on?
So you know, like it would be a show that had like animated fans.
Yeah,
I think it was so, like the Fox televised games, like the national ones have like their animating fans in there.
That's pretty smart.
That's so
it's kind of funny because they all have like one motion, so it's like someone's sitting down, someone's standing up, and it's like doing a little weird little thing that they do. I don't know.
Just imagine. Oh, that's so odd. Imagine like doing something that you love, and like that's like your job. You know.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, right? Yeah. That's kind of.
Yeah.
That was good.
400 million.
Yeah. So we were talking like. Yeah. So should I just talk about it?
Yeah. What's up?
So. I think what we were kind of thinking, like, first kind of topic, it was kind of something that was on our mind and kind of struck all of us, was, like, a job is something you don't really necessarily enjoy, but doing something you love, you don't see it as a job. I think that's kind of, right? Am I kind of wording that right?
Yeah, because if you're doing something you love, it's you're doing hard work, but it's passion. But if it's a job, you're going to be dreading it and, you know, that's the thing that I've learned most and that I think that everybody should strive for is just, you know, I mean, at the same time, who are we, right? Because we're, you know, we're legends in the making. You know, we create our jobs.
I mean, we're still living in our parents' houses.
You know. But, like, you know, at the same time, I see it from, you know, my parents and other parents and people. We see it in, you know, society and, like, media a lot. You know, people are just stressed up and, you know, kind of like, especially in movies, it's just like, you know, they stressed and I got to get out this job.
Like,
I like this boss. And,
there's, like, and Rod, I forgot what song it is. One of Rod Wave's songs. I was listening to it the other day. And he was like, he said something about, like, hey, he didn't want to go to work. He was like, I'm not with that modern day slavery. And I was like, modern day slavery. And I was like, I kind of like sat and thought about
that's
it.
That's a deeper topic, though.
And I was like, maybe that's how people see it, though. Like a 9-to-5 that people don't find enjoyable. They're like, man, I'm just doing work for someone so I can survive.
I feel like it's slavery to the point where it's like unenjoyable. And like, especially if the work, you know, environment is messed up, but it ain't slavery to the fact that this is like real slavery.
It's probably mental slavery.
There's another thing called modern day slavery.
It's kind of like mental, like you feel like you're like you're stuck someplace you can't get out, like shit like that. Right. Almost, I think.
Before we got to this part, we talked about the importance of a college degree and how valuable that is now. If it is, if it isn't as valuable as it used to be, I guess we kind of came to the agreement that a college degree necessarily isn't as valuable as, you know, let's say the 70s, 60s, and the statistic that shows, you know, and like, you know, Keelan's parents don't have college degrees, and now you're making money and having successful businesses and stuff. So I guess, you know,
I think it's kind of a mix. It's like, it's not as important, it's not as like valuable as it once was, but at the same time, it's almost more important to have one. Maybe not more important, it's just like, it's not as important as it once was, but you still need it. That makes sense because everybody's because it's not as valuable because everyone's going to college. Mm. Used to not be like that. Like college was never this,
or at least more people.
Which, I'm not saying it's a bad thing because college is more accessible than it ever once was. I mean, you can go to college online now. I mean,
I think
but at the same time, it's like because so many people are going there, it's kind of like everybody. I mean, I'm sure 50% of the 50-70 I don't know what the percentage is. I'm gonna say at least 50% probably has a college degree in this country, and it was
really.
I might bet that it would be lower.
I would think it's probably
I don't know, 50%. But I mean, it's definitely rising. You know, from our parents' generation. So that I'm like, it's the point where it's like it's like the competition is everyone's increasingly getting better, so
and
you almost do need one if you really want to get that, even though it might not like mean as much. I think you still need it. I don't know if I really worry about
it. I think it's like, I think what Adam's trying to say is kind of like, it's like a good thing to add to your resume kind of thing. Like, it's kind of like a success thing. Like, hey, like, you kind of persevered. Like, you don't need it, but you still did it.
That's exactly.
Like,
I mean,
that's what Adam's trying to say. But like, I think, I definitely, I'm going to do everything I can to get a college degree, but I don't think I necessarily need it to succeed in what I want to do, or I don't need a college degree to be successful in life.
Right.
That's what
I feel like it's that you definitely don't, as you know, Seth was saying, you definitely don't need a degree for any validation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if we're talking about the job, like we were saying, you don't need no degree. You can find ways to make, you know, ends meet and take care of your family and you know, accomplish those things. But to the extent that Adam was saying, you need it as far as you, like the way I see it, you need it as far as autonomy and to kind of better yourself. So like, you don't need it to get like the basic necessities, but if you have the opportunity and the fortunate to have those already taken care of, or as you go to college, then heck yeah, go to college, because I mean it's a fun time, it's a unique time, and it's a great chance to learn and do more with what you love.
It's like a buffer to the real world almost.
It's kind of like that, but in a sense, it's also like you also get thrown into the real world now.
True.
It's like you don't get everything because you're still dependent on you know things. But it's like, there's definitely, I'm now out of the house, so I'm definitely seeing things firsthand. You know, in job applicants or, you know what I'm saying? And
self-control.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so you're definitely seeing the, you know, real world, quote unquote, things that are out there. But I think we are definitely sheltered a bit because we're...
Yeah, I don't think we're out in the real world yet. I mean, I still live with my parents and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
I still depend on them. Really, once you're fully in the real world, like, you're fully independent.
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of scary, though, man. Like, I don't... Like,
scary.
Wanna, yeah, I don't grow
then,
up. I mean, I, love, like,
I,
like,
I don't think I find it scary. It's just...
I find it exciting.
It's
I'd say it's exciting.
Yeah.
But then it's like... I guess, like, we talked about earlier, like, a long time... Or a few hours ago, like, when there's the good and there's the bad with it.
Yeah.
You're like, there's a greater responsibility, but
yeah,
that greater responsibility can lead to more opportunity.
And more risk and...
More risk, more reward and this stuff, so...
I feel like that, at that point,
which
though...
Which is cool if you embrace that. Everyone should embrace it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying is, or that's what I was going to get at is embrace it. You know what I mean? Like, as you take the next step after college, or as you go into college, you know, that's the next step on itself. You can't worry about, you know, the insecurities, the
fear
that you can't control. You can't worry about that because it's out of your control.
Yeah.
So once you embrace, once you're able to embrace it, now you can start to see those things come to fruition. It's like life can get real. Now I'm actually in real life now, and it's actually a little bit easier than it was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Because I embraced it. So that's definitely what I would say.
For sure.
True. I got a question for y'all. I guess for me going to college, and a lot of it was, you know, from, I guess the big battle for me was figuring out what I want to study, and currently I'm undeclared, not really sure, still don't know what I'm going to study, but there's a lot of people stress about
the life decision.
Yeah, the idea of, cool it, Matthew. Yeah, the idea of picking a career or a major that will, they think is the last straw, is like, if I pick this is the job.
This is the life.
This is the life I have to live. If I have to pick now,
yeah.
And what I've learned through quarantine is that that's not the case. If you don't want it to be,
yeah.
And so a lot of people think that college is the end of education,
yeah.
Which I realize that it's not. You know, a lot of people or some people hypothetically go to, you know, graduate from college and get their job and then stay there and never really truly continue to grow and learn.
Push out and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not test the waters.
And yeah, and so I see it now, like I'm not so worried about the insecurities of, you know, people, who are you going to study? Oh, you'll figure it out. Like, do what you love, find what you love. It's like, that's complicated. And you know, it ain't easy, but it's like knowing, you know, because there's idea that, I don't know, my question is, did y'all experience that same insecurity as well? You know, my experience is different. I kind of realized that this is not the end.
Yeah.
You know, there's more for me to learn and grow. And if I take advantage of that, I can be, you know, a completely different spot, you
right.
know, years from now. And I guess, like, what did y'all think about that? Did y'all ever have that insecurity?
Well, I just feel like,
figure out what you
like,
want to do?
Freshman year of high school, like, oh, you know, I'm going to be a vet. And I was like, I put my mind to that. Like, now I'm, like, nowhere near being a vet, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like... In the freshman year of college, like, you know, I'm going to be a physical therapist. Now I'm not even too sure on that.
Yeah.
But with one thing I always caught along at what I observed for myself is that I've been into film and, like, movies and stuff. I want to express my imagination on the screen.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, why not do that, you know, and if I can make money off that, that'd be awesome. If not, I'll still do it because I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... I feel like we can't focus on a job that gives you a lot of money. You have to do something that makes you purely happy, purely joyful with life, and, like, you just love doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel with film, like, yeah, that's my side job, and honestly, I would do it for free. I would, like,
right.
I wouldn't even charge people, but, you know, I guess it's not smart
yeah.
to, like, not charge people. And
I feel like you hit it spot on, is that if you start to, you know, invest in those worldly things and, you know, like money or
mm-hmm.
what other people are saying or...
Get that car, get
you
that
know,
home.
Yeah,
yeah,
get this,
the clothes.
What society is saying to you and even with... That can go inside your own head and now it can get really tricky
yeah.
because, you know, you're battling yourself every
day. And at the end of the day, we have to know that we are the only one that's judging ourselves.
Yeah.
yeah. You're your own...
That's a wake-up
credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if once you... Again, you know, embrace that. It's that kind of, you are in control of yourself. You're in control of your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
As you go in, you'll figure out what you enjoy most. And you'll figure out, okay, this is what I want to go after. You don't know exactly what's going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, what Seth was saying. But I got an idea. And I feel like, but I mean, that's what you were saying, though. It's like, it changed so much for, like, those, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
But it took
you just looking inside to yourself, not what, hey, I could do this and I could do that. It's like, okay.
Or what someone else thinks.
Yeah. It's just like, break this down. What do I enjoy most? You're like, movies, film, you know what I'm saying? Having a good time, relaxing. Boom, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know what that's going to look like. I got an idea.
And you just chase that thing,
and that's what it becomes.
Whatever happens, happens. You know, it was probably...
It was perfect.
Yeah, whatever happens.
Like, what about you, Matt? You had anything that's like that?
I was just going to say more like the getting to the real world, like, real world, and, like, kind of, like, Seth, like, was saying, like, identifying was, like not living fearful.
Yeah.
Because, like, and you can't regret anything, or you can't hold yourself back and wish you had done something, or wish you had done something differently, or wish for another outcome when the ball's in your court. Like,
right.
Boy. Like, you decide your own outcomes.
Right. Well, I think you can, like, kind of regret something. Sorry. You can regret something, but don't dwell on it.
Yeah.
You can be like, shit, I wish
but it's like, alright, move on.
Like, shit, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish things were different, you know? You can kind of wish, but it's like, at the same time, like, can't let that take control of your life.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that's
like,
how
like, kind of like, you know, like, we play baseball, you know, oh man, I wish I had swung at that pitch that was strike three down the middle, but it's like, you know, you can't dwell on that. You can't let that affect you, you know? You gotta learn from it, things like that.
Yeah,
so,
learning from it's important.
And, you know, we constantly learn throughout life. We're never not learning, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean,
isn't that crazy though? Like, I think we always do that.
Yeah.
We always do learn, but like we don't always think of it like that. We're always learning, but we don't always think it's just like that way.
Yeah.
I would say we always didn't. What I like to do and like what I like to invite into others in this way of thinking is that you are that lifelong learner. Like, because once I realized that, and that's what that's what I take with me every single day. When there's gonna be slip ups where I'm gonna for some reason. Even though I'm strongly believe that, you know, to be a lifelong learner is like probably one of the greatest things you can do for yourself.
Especially now,
there's sometimes I slip up, or I see somebody else slip up, and I think it's a great reminder to show them like, hey, you're gonna be 70, you know. So like we were saying the other day, like you could be 70, but that's just how long you've been here on this body, this earth. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not how old, and like that stops you from doing this or that. That's just saying, okay, you've been here on earth for 70 years.
That's the label.
You know what I mean? Like that you've been doing this job for 70 years, but like Virgil's saying, what makes you happy? You know what I'm saying? Like what do you want to do? What's best for you? So and I think one of the greatest things that you could do for you and everybody else is just stay curious and just stay learning and stay questioning and stay, you know.
I think you brought up a good point, because the idea of, I mean, that's what you're saying is true, totally true, but it's a difference between knowing it's true and actually believing in that, and
acting
like,
on it, yeah,
and acting on it,
yeah.
So like, imagine, like hypothetically speaking, you know, say you were gonna be for 70, 80 years, you never know, maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
Imagine you're reading some sort of book once a week, twice a week, and you're getting off the video games, and I say video games are bad, but you say like you put a lot of your extra time to learning new things,
mm-hmm.
hobbies, you know, financial stuff,
mm-hmm.
just expanding your knowledge on everything, just constantly improving. Imagine where you could be, you know, like a month from now, or
right.
5 years from now, or 30 years from now.
Right.
And what I've looked on through quarantine is just kind of like, see a lot of people just kind of get comfortable, and you see it in politics, you see that in life, you see that, you know, long careers and stuff. That's kind of what I've observed, in that having that grower's mindset
right.
is very powerful.
Yeah.
And I read a book where, you know, in this generation, you know, our world evolves so fast, and the most successful people are going to be people that are going to be learn the fastest
and
evolve
adapt.
The fastest.
They adapt.
And
they
adapt.
It's who adapts the
quickest.
Because
so,
the world keeps going. So
it
it's
is,
like
yeah.
it's like but like Virgil saying, it's like it's you versus you. The world's going to keep going. Society's gonna keep pushing on you. Stop caring about that, because you have no control there.
Yeah.
And it's like, so maintain that grower's mindset, maintain what's best for you, and go chase it. Don't worry about, like I was listening to something Gary Vee said today.
Gary Vee!
And he was like, you know, shout out to like the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? And he was like,
Gary
Vee. But no, like, no filter. He was like, I don't worry.
He said, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Don't worry about the competitors. He said, I don't worry about them. And he said, I don't care, because I don't give a fuck. That's literally what he said.
Yeah.
And like there was no filter. He was like, he did not care, because But the reason why he didn't care is because he had no control. Like, he has no control over what society says about him. He has no control about anything that's out of his bounds.
Yeah.
So the only thing that he focuses on is what he can do best. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's
making
business, reading a book, financial literacy, helping people. Like, that's the only thing he can worry about. I feel like, and like, again, man, it's like, if you can do that and just, you know, stay disciplined in that, like, you won't even have to worry about, oh, what career or what job or, like, 30 years down the road, what's this going to happen? Like, those anxieties start to just fall.
You have that vision.
You know?
You have that vision and you go get it.
And you just go after it.
There's so, no, like,
once you, yeah. once, and the cool thing, too, is you're on the journey now.
Yeah.
And now the journey's, like, the really cool part.
That's true.
And because now you've, like, designed it all, and you're going about the, you're trying to do everything for the vision, you know, for the, there's this, like, certain destination. But once you get into the movement of things and you start chasing it, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I got to keep going after this, and the journey is really what is keeping me going.
It's like living your own movie, man. Just waiting to see what happens. We're not real.
I heard a podcast. We're bringing all of our influence throughout. At Ed Milet, bro, big time guy. Yeah. He talked about, you know, he's a lot of great stuff. But one thing I heard is that dream as big as possible. We're going.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, dream as big as possible and have a vision in your mind. He's like, don't worry about how you're gonna get there. He's like, dream your life, dream the perfect life that you want. And doing the things you want, doing the things, you know, wife, family, job, you know, business, all that. Dream it so you have a picture of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, go write that stuff down. Go put it on the wall.
Yeah.
And then it's like, do everything you can to achieve that.
Yep.
Because why settle for anything less?
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry about how you're going to get there. It's like, that'll come.
Yep.
It's like, that may take years for that to come. It may take, you know, thousands of books and knowledge to read and people to... seminars to go to. He's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, but if you desire that more than anything, then you're gonna do whatever you can to go and achieve that.
Yeah.
And he's like, dream as big as possible, because you never know what your mind can do.
Factuals.
It was pretty funny. Like, you like write on your what's called mirror. Like, for my in my dorm, I wrote in the top right corner is GSD, get shit done. You know. And when I wake up, I'll see that. You know, and I'll get shit done. You know. Like,
yeah.
I think that's what kind of led me like get better grades and be a better person in college, because I was actually pushing for that. Like,
yeah.
In high school, I was just kind of like nonchalant about like everything instead of being focused. But
the idea of like the impact of the idea of like a picture board, of like a goal setting board. Like, my sister instilled that in me, and then I've talked to so many people, including you guys, just about how influential, you know, putting a goal, like, something in front of your desk. Like, that's what I did in college, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of these posters and goals and stuff. I wrote them out, and then I tacked them to the wall, and I saw them every single day, you know what I'm saying? At least twice a day. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you start to kind of, like, program your brain almost. You know what I mean? Like, you program your brain almost to be like, okay, for example, like, Adam. He's like, yo, I'm trying to hit 500 homers in this one, you know, this one season or whatever. He writes that down. He's going to start hitting every single day. He's going to start lifting every single day. He's going to start watching film every single day. He's going to do, like, whatever it takes, like GSD, like, for real.
Get
and work towards that goal. And then if he doesn't, he gave all that he had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he did everything that he was supposed to do and that he thought was best.
And you know, this is crazy. There's, like, actually a statistic. Like, you write down your goals where you can see it. Like, you actually have a higher chance of doing it.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was like, that's insane. Like, you set your mind, it's so cliche, but you set your mind to it, like, you can, like, you know, do
whatever
that saying goes. Like, it's so true.
Nothing's greater than a human will.
And it makes sense to not, it doesn't make any sense to not have goals. Because without goals, you're just kind of floating.
You're floating around.
You're like, you gotta have a final ending point that you have to get to.
Yeah.
And if you don't have those goals, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to school, I'm gonna get a job. Okay, that's very broad. What type of job?
Or even,
you
know, just
what else was bigger than that? You know, it's
you
just kind of doing what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
And you never really taking control.
You're not embracing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, talking about goals, I think one of our goals today is to get two or three of these questions from
That was out of fucking. I'm sorry, but like I've been waiting to like kind of change the subject and like you know casually find a way like a little breaking point. Virgil's over here. Oh, I'm ready to play this fucking game.
What time we got?
25 minutes. Like I was gonna crack out the chips and be like, yo,
hey man.
Like we're having a pretty good conversation. Like everything's been good, but it got a little mellow. I felt like so. We gotta jazz it up.
Tone it down. Let's be real for a second. It's the inaugural episode.
We're talking about goals, we can get a little better.
But hey, man, Matt, Big Esky wanted to switch up the flow with you.
All right. Okay, so what I've got right here is Krakatoa Hot Chips. All right.
Say it again one more time.
Krakatoa Hot Chips. All right. Seth, Adam, and I were played in a wiffle ball tournament.
Yes, sir.
A couple weeks ago.
Shout out to
and
Tim Dean.
This Krakatoa company just kind of came up and they're like, hey, we got chips. We want y'all to try them. But they're not just no chips. These are Krakatoa chips. And on the back of the thing, it actually says, the name comes from a famous eruption from a volcano on Mount Krakatoa.
Oh wow!
That's so sick. That's like, if it says anything, like it's the spice. It's the heat in it. So
those dudes probably heard like let's check Krakatoa like and everyone's just like they all probably this is literally fuego.
So what's the Scoville unit?
Okay, so like each bag is pretty fucking hot. Like, I think this one's the second to worst one. It's called Kung Pao. So it's Thai chili with Zekuan.
You should have to literally kick our ass.
So I've had the hot one, and the hot black like the hottest magic. One was yeah, Black Magic. That was pretty hot. This one I think I had. I don't remember so well. So we're gonna try it, but it says
El Negro.
So there's like on each bag it says the timing. So it tells you like how quick it'll hit you. And this one says instant kick with a lingering steam. So
let's try it.
This one's probably going to be let's crack this open.
Let's crack this bad baby
so
up, man.
So not only that, the intensity, it says 14,500 Scoville units per chip.
I don't even know what
it's
that
it's a
means.
Big number. I don't know what it is, but it's a big number and it's scary. So.
I don't even know what that means.
But also,
everybody got some
and,
water,
yeah, yeah,
man.
And last but not least, on the bag, it says the location of where it'll hit you. And it says the tongue numbness. It'll give you tongue numbness and tingly lips.
We are not sponsored by Marshall or anything, but one bite, everybody knows the rules.
One bite, everybody knows the rules.
Let's take it a second. Savor this thing.
What's the flavor of it?
We gonna go around. We gonna give a little rating.
Oh, these are good.
Initial smell. Smells like a...
Lime, lemon, peppery.
Taste the lemon.
Lime.
It smells like a, lime. Like, you ever smell how, like, a lime chicken before?
Really not that spicy.
A lime chicken.
Yeah. It's like, it smells like lime chicken with rice. Like, it's a very odd smell. It's like...
I'm waiting for the kick. Like,
I smell rice. I don't know why it smells very odd.
It's in my nose. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, Virgil was...
The ASMR, you know,
Virgil was bred off jalapenos in his applesauce.
That tastes like... Got some lime.
It doesn't taste very spicy, though. Unless it's gonna kick later, but...
It's kinda got, like, a...
It really not.
Watch it eat, like, a
but
lot.
I think that's because we tolerated the Black Magic.
It's kinda like an after, like... What did it say? It was like a...
It was an instant kick, though. But they are great.
Get at these boys, man.
And this is an Austin-based company, I think, from what they told us, so...
That's awesome.
Don't find them somewhere, eat them. They're good.
Like,
they're
kinda like resonates, I guess. Like, it kinda stays in the back, almost, I think. Like, you know, like...
It's hot, dude.
It stays hot.
Krakatoa hot chips, man. Kung Pao.
It's
man.
Not as instant.
Y'all get y'all shit.
Not really. You drew it from
the Black Magic. I had the spicy mustard one. That was.
Either my tolerance is like super high or like these aren't.
Kind of
like,
low key.
Yeah, hot sauce.
Virgil eating this thing. He gonna be the one coming back.
No,
tomorrow.
It's not. I'm hitting the spice well. It's not as spicy as I thought.
Yeah, Black Magic is so good. I remember I had those at the game. I was like,
Virgil's gonna go home and buy him a.
I'm about to buy me a can you buy the store or like HEB or something?
I don't know. We can look into it.
I mean, they're a chip company. You gotta buy them.
I mean, they're local. Like, okay, I know you got it. Shut up.
You can probably find them on the website or something like that.
Hey. All right, also, while we're on the food subject, me, Keelan, and Seth went to...
Quick shout-out.
Cajun Eats. So, shout-out Cajun Eats.
Down South Cajun Eats up
two
in Pflugerville, Texas.
Two J's in the Cajun.
Down South in Pflugerville.
Hey, down south, you
That food was amazing. That was literally gas. Yeah. That food was gas.
That food made gas for me.
We're working in the
mac and cheese, mac and wings. We had that whole thing, that plate. I had the Bayou Punch. Keelan had, what'd you have for the dessert? What was that?
Oh, they had a sweet potato pie. Man, my throat is kicking, man.
Yeah, was it's got a yellow heart right now, man.
What was it? Was it a food truck or like just a natural restaurant?
It was like a
little food truck.
It was like a food truck kind of building. Like it was.
They had a little food truck. They had outside seating.
It was like Valentino. Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it didn't matter. It was good.
Yeah.
Seth took me to that halal truck.
My nose is itchy,
dude. My throat is literally
going with the food.
Dude, took me to that halal truck. On top first.
Oh,
holy shit!
Oh, I saw it. I drove by.
That thing changed.
Wanna go?
He'd always been. Seth been hyped up. Like I don't know
the one I went to that one time.
Yeah, dude. He was like this bull.
Super fire.
And I've never been crazy about it.
Tourist in your own time.
Texas shawarma.
So that I've never been crazy about it. I've just never had like lamb before, I don't think. I really remember.
Yeah, you had a chicken and lamb.
I had a chicken and lamb plate, and that lamb just was different, man. Like, it was just outstanding.
It was super fire.
As Guy Fieri says, out of the park.
Dude, they knocked that shit out of the park. Like, I don't know what I've been missing out on, like not eating lamb, but like...
And
he nailed that shit.
So he basically hit like our kind of like our fun part, a little more curious side of the episode. But Virgil's gonna finish the chips. We're gonna try to do like every episode. We're gonna do like hot takes, but mostly because of Adam. Because you know Adam says some stupid shit sometimes. So.
That's okay, Adam.
So
it's okay.
Stupid shit, in my opinion.
They're funny. They're funny. Adam,
and
you're
sometimes,
not a new guy.
Sometimes his hot takes kind of blow us out the water. So we're gonna try to do like Adam's hot takes every week, and let's see if we can find something. Adam's got anything.
He's always on
Adam
the
hot takes going on right now.
that was
you should have waited for after.
They'd
be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, no.
Oh man,
Bunch of a hot take. It's a hot take. It's a slow/sad country song. Maybe just songs in general. I like better than like an upbeat song, maybe, or like a happy song. Like, if we don't agree with that, like for me, this is especially country, just because that's usually what I listen to. But it's like I like sad songs better than I like more positive songs.
Something wrong with you.
Like, I don't know why.
Who hurt you, man?
I just feel like it's more of like a...
Who hurt you?
Didn't we talk about this the other week?
Why do you want to be so sad? I've always just felt like I could understand, like, the artist more. Maybe because I can kind of, like...
It's like, I feel like it's more deep from their heart. It's more...
It feels
you don't actually hear the words of the song until you're sad.
Well, maybe, but it's like, it's more personal. You know what I mean? You're kind of like, oh, like, I can just relate to this, like, you know, relate to it, I just understand it better, like, I really feel like, I don't know, that's the one I've been, like, on today, I was just like,
I don't know if that's a hot take, but...
I don't know if it's a hot take, it's just kind of a take.
It's kind of a slow.
It's a more unpopular.
It's a slow for his slow country music.
No, the hot take...
No, let's not talk about that.
This is our first episode.
We didn't have
no last
week. Oh, well, we tried to do this,
but
we failed.
What even was my hot take
when
we were talking
about?
Oh, you said
both.
Alright, your pride in eating,
like,
bone-in.
Oh, the bone-in. That's a hot take.
Yeah,
hot take. Boneless wings are fucking chicken
nuggets. I mean, okay, but we did agree that they were chicken nuggets.
But you're saying it was more pride in eating.
You're going to lose your man card, not boneless wings.
I'm not gonna say you shouldn't. I'm just, yeah, honestly, I agree with that. Like, if you're going to eat chicken wings, get chicken wings. Don't get white meat chicken nuggets. Like, you know, with maybe some big. I don't care if they're big. It's like, ooh, get more bang for a buck. Like, you're going out eating wings. Like, if I'm gonna go get ribs,
there better be a goddamn bone in there.
I'm not gonna eat ribs without a rib.
That's
kind of
different,
like,
though, because, like,
it is different.
How's it different?
Because, no, but what I'm saying is, like, you go to, like, the wing place, right? It's like,
yeah.
Pluckers is a wing bar.
Yeah.
But you, like, when you think of Pluckers, you might think, bro, I'm gonna go get bone-in wings because I'm getting wings. But
yes.
Seth might visualize Pluckers as like I want boneless wings. Or, like, he doesn't see it as like a bone in wing. Like he does see it as a bone in wing place. Like,
or the crazy person goes.
But he's like, dude, I want the boneless wings.
Let me get the
nachos. But
or
me.
Or the crazy person goes, I'm gonna go to Publix and get a chicken sandwich.
Me.
But like,
that's like the dude who goes to Cane's and gets chicken sandwich. Something you just don't. Something you just don't do, man.
But like, for me, like, I go to Publix for the Holy Mac. Let's be real. I just go.
I go for the fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos are good, bro.
We can go for the fried Oreos and Holy.
Yeah, but no, I'm just like, I don't. To say I'm gonna go get, like, I don't even know how the boneless wings even become, like, how do they even attach the name wings onto there, you know?
I bet,
like,
you there was a tender
even,
before there was
it's
a...
not even the same wheat, it's not even the same meat, because it's boneless wings are white meat, gray meat is
well, gray meat?
Gray meat?
Whatever.
Give me boy. That
give me boy.
Boy.
Why don't I say gray meat? Dark meat. Like, the weight of them changed, them still changed.
I hope you're not eating gray meat.
Dark meat is
dog
what,
meat?
Dark meat is what chicken, you know, like, it's like, dark, like, the wing is dark meat, you know? Like, so it's not even the same part of chicken, so it's like, how can, it's like, you can't even say that's wing, man. I like,
you get a better deal off the
just,
boneless
just, if you really want to, just avoid the chicken, bro. Chicken's a weak bird.
Fuck you mean?
It's a weak bird. It can't even fly.
Hey, yo, man, cow is a weak animal because a cow won't fight back. Like, cows, I mean, we work with cows all the time, those damn 2,000-pound animals, they don't do shit, bro. They're like, they run away. Like.
Hey, but they sell them, yeah. You're done for.
Like, hey, man.
They poop
in your head. Those are Adam's two hot takes, man. Hey, Virgil,
yeah,
for that last one on the wings, hot or not hot?
That's
is that a hot take or not hot take?
I think that's a hot
take.
Yeah, that's a hot
take. Was we didn't get to the temperature we wanted to here, but we did a while back. We got heated.
I think that's a hot take. I think some.
That's first episode. We're working on it.
Yeah, aren't the cows?
Hey, DM us. Comment on the post if you think it was hot or not.
Yeah, I spent the rest of the week thinking about it.
Is it our fault or
theirs? Drop on the link. You know, give us some hot takes if there's something you're thinking, something you want to connect with the boys. Give us some feedback. It's something we can do.
Send some inspo to Adam, man. He's running out of hot takes.
But,
I got a lot. Just
you gave him 30 minutes to prepare, man.
I got a lot. I just gotta prepare.
Y'all think we should wrap it up with the...
Answer the internet?
So,
let's do it.
Break it down.
Answer the internet. We're gonna try to do 3 or 4 cards every episode. And if you don't know, answer the internet. Don't have it. Get it. You won't regret it.
It's
I can tell you that.
Games.
It's
Barstool Sports.
It's Barstool Sports. Shout out Barstool, of course. Everyone loves Barstool. We're in college.
Not everyone loves Barstool, but
everyone loves Barstool.
Everyone loves Barstool.
Everyone in college loves Barstool. It says, answer the internet. Questions just as fucked up as you are. So, just kind
of
a
you
wide...
You gotta pick that up or you're random.
One of them games for, like, good times, you know? So, we're gonna see these janky questions.
Good times, no parents.
So... Let's see, there's 5 of us. Y'all just want to do, like, one of it from everyone, or, like, should we just do
three? I think I feel like three good.
I think
well,
three good ones.
23 minutes.
Because three good.
We're not going to try to flip a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Well, we definitely could. This is some hot takes right here.
Yeah, there's some hot takes.
Yeah, there's some ones that could go really long right here. Long discussions. But, yeah.
So, viewer discretion is advised, because some of these cards are,
very, very...
I guess we definitely should have said... Yeah, we definitely said viewer discretion.
I got one. Who would you rather have? Nick Power's knees... or Big C's back?
Aw, oh, that's messed up, bro. For the people who don't know, yeah.
Nick Powers is our buddy who's torn his ACL and his, I think, I forgot one knee. He's torn his
twice.
ACL
twice,
twice in the same knee. And Big C has his back looks like a C. Like,
damn,
you
have scoliosis.
Let's diagnose that. Big C, but damn, that shit is...
Deadlift, man.
Hey, on that one, I'm gonna have to go live with the angels. I ain't taking none of them.
Yeah.
I think I gotta go with Big C back, because Big C can still hit a ball 450 feet, you know? It's like Nick's gotta live that shit the rest of his life, you know? He got no need, rehearsed to walk, man. Like, I don't think I could do that without, you know, having
you
a bad back.
Back.
Not as having a bad back.
Some good ones.
I don't know, man.
Watch Christian listen to this, but man, what the hell? The hell you're talking about before?
Shout out Christian, I know he's having a fun time in Atlanta right
now. Yeah, we love you, Christian.
Shout out our boy,
Nick.
Nicky P. Big C.
We know Big C.
Shout out the fam-o.
Bro, we haven't hung out with Big C.
Y'all want to talk about kind of who we are a little bit? Well, what Matthew's finding cards?
Nah, they know us.
Yeah.
If they don't know us,
they're
about
to get to know us.
Yeah, they're about to get This is what we do during, Corona.
They about to find out with these answer the internet questions.
Yeah, they're gonna find out
real personal up in here.
Oh man!
If my man could find a card that he wanted to,
here we got two.
To go down.
All right,
two, but
I'm yeah, trying. I can't read one of them.
Yeah, Virgil. Virgil can be our answer to the internet, little dude.
So
throw him out there.
Just
the
say
first
the,
one.
Just
the first.
Just
the first.
Okay, the first. Okay.
And then we'll give the one.
The first question is: would you rather give up chips or candy for the rest of your life? Oh, candy. Candy. Easy.
What? Chips?
I think I would give up chips.
What?
Chips.
Yeah.
No. I mean, how often
okay,
do you
just
candy?
Ate a whole ass bag of chips. So that makes sense.
Virgil's a chip.
Yeah, okay.
No, if Virgil's, if he gets up chips, he's getting up hot Cheetos.
Bro,
Takis
and hot Cheetos.
I don't know, dude, because I'm a big chip guy.
He's
candy's candy, man. Like,
candy's candy.
The only candy that I really eat is Snickers. Like, that, I mean.
Like, just think,
I'm
like,
a
the chocolate, the fruity
Snickers.
Side.
You get the
melon. Like, there's all types of candy.
Sometimes you do
want candy.
Sometimes you
need.
I'm gonna go with chips.
Cause mom was like, you need sweets, man. Like sometimes you just like,
no,
like
yeah,
I gotta
I
have sweets.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Okay, what
okay,
do you
but
mean,
also like, there's also kind of like, I'm definitely picking candy, but there's also kind of things around that. Like you know, like how like they sell like H&B, they sell like the popcorn. Is popcorn like a chip?
No, it's
is
not.
It a chip?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know.
A
like,
corn?
It's corn.
A veggie?
I don't know. It's corn.
It's
but like, okay,
but
like,
one,
but
it's
think about it though. It's in the chip aisle.
It is, but I was
okay, but
a
like,
chip.
Okay, but like, okay.
What would that, wait, that's actually an interesting question.
It's
yeah,
like,
okay,
pretzel, is a pretzel chip?
Yeah.
I could see it as one,
but
it's just like, because
it, no, it's
like
pretzel.
Like
a pretzel.
But
I don't know.
When we think of a chip, we think of a potato chip. Or the
I'm thinking like
a corn chip.
I'm thinking like,
yeah, I'm thinking of like potato chips, but like, the only thing I can think about like, bouncing around, what kind of what Adam was saying was like, getting like the popcorn that was like drizzled like in chocolate or something like,
yeah.
Like a sweet chip kind of
yeah.
thing, but like I don't know if that's a chip.
I,
say,
wait,
so
I didn't even put the popcorn in the
pretzels
like,
with like,
the chips because
my
like,
question,
popcorn and pretzel aisle.
My question is how often do you like, eat candy? You know, like cause I don't really eat candy.
I eat bite-sized stuff. Like I'll grab
yeah.
like a little.
I don't eat chips a lot.
I don't eat chips.
I would rather
or candy a lot,
but I would rather.
I'll crave some candy.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would rather eat candy than chips because I also feel like chips you can't stop yourself. From
it's
eating
so
like
salty,
that. Yeah.
Bro. You'll get.
That's
ooh,
true.
Yeah, it's hard to put them down. All right, so let's go around. Let's save off. So Virgil, you taking candy?
Yeah, I'm giving up candy.
You giving up candy? Seth, what you got?
I'm giving up chips.
You giving up chips? Okay, I'm definitely giving up chips. Adam,
yeah,
what
that's
definitely
for me.
That ain't even that big a question. What are you giving up, Adam? Chips or candy?
Bro, this dude eats chips 24/7.
I'm a big I'm a big salt mega chip guy.
Yeah,
but
he downs the Twizzlers and
dude,
the gummy bears, man.
I don't think I give up candy, man. That candy, because like sometimes you just sometimes you just need a sweet. You just need sweet. Well, if I give up candy, that means if I give up like cookies and shit like that, cookies, ice cream, that's not candy, obviously, right? That's like it's
just cookies.
It's desserts.
Yeah. Okay. then I think maybe I could give up candy then, just because it's like it depends. Because as long as I have something sweet, because sometimes you just like I said, you need
yeah.
something sweet, man. Like if I can get a different form, I think I'd do. Okay. So,
sweet chocolate.
I think I would give up candy. But.
Candy. All right, so I think we're gonna have four total cards. Today
four,
just because. All
right, bet.
Y'all
I like
got one,
that.
So.
I like that.
All right, bet.
So
I guess Spurs is up next.
Yeah, so I think I didn't really say.
Oh
it,
yeah,
I would take candy, but
you give up candy?
No, I'll give up chips. I want candy.
Yeah,
I want candy.
You know what?
What's that
joke?
I want candy.
I watched a Joe Rogan episode, and he's talking about like you know, I guess obesity and stuff. And he's like, how long could you go with eating Snickers? He's like, can you imagine there's a food on this planet that you can't live off of forever?
That
like, think of Snickers. Like, you can't
or like,
live
there's
off
that one
Snickers.
Food that we love. That, like,
or think about Snickers. Like,
dude,
if
that's
you,
desserts
if you,
for me, bro.
Like, what if you eat Snickers, only thing you eat is Snickers? Like, you would eventually die. Pretty soon. But it's like, it was like, well, that's a food that you can't live off of.
So I would probably like.
Yeah,
you'd
be fucked.
What do
you
think?
I feel like a food I could probably like live off of for the rest of my life. That's like kind of like I guess kind of like all the way around. Probably like a full like a burger, with like lettuce, tomatoes,
yeah.
Everything on there.
I mean,
it's got your carbs. It's
yeah,
got your meat.
Protein,
it's got your it's got your veggies. But a true like you got. Stack of lettuce,
yeah.
Stack of tomatoes on there. You
yeah.
got some pickles
can
on there.
Can
some
I say
like
a
yeah.
like a Chipotle bowl? I'm not that worried. I mean,
yeah,
Chipotle
like,
bowl. Something you dude, you could live on that shit. Like, that
would
be that would be like
that's a jumble of stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like a burger. Burger's a bunch of shit. Like,
okay.
We're talking about like a bag of chips. Could you survive on a bag of chips?
Yeah, like chicken. That's what you're saying.
If I could survive on
beans or rice,
I
honestly. Like, but think about it. But Snickers actually wouldn't be bad because you have sugar, you have fat, you have protein. because with the nuts and the chocolate,
very little protein,
and you got some carbs. So I mean, you have endless Snickers. You actually might be okay.
Throw away the chocolate, eat the nuts.
You actually might be okay.
And eat some chocolate.
Just yeah, yeah, so then, water, yeah, like, then you'd be like, you could, yeah.
I think if I had a like a peanut butter and jelly, I think I could talk about that for
that's
a long
not,
time.
That's not a one.
Well, because it's
actually, okay, just
cause it's got your nuts, because it got your nuts, and then you got your bread. You got some,
all right. Let's move on to the
like
next
complete
one?
Healthiest one.
Like, all right, what's the next one?
Like,
what's the next one?
Okay, choose one: drink and never be hungover, drink and never gain weight, drink and always close a deal with a chick, never drink and your team wins a championship.
Never drink and my team wins a championship.
What team am I on? Fuck is this?
What team am I on? Like your favorite, like, professional team?
I don't know. It says your team.
What have I?
Okay, well, I'm never drinking again. Yeah.
I'm gonna say. So I'm gonna just
you want me to repeat it?
I'm gonna say probably either the gaining weight, like don't gain weight, or probably landing the chick.
I'm gonna say landing the chick because for one, I don't really gain weight when I drink. Two,
not yet.
Being hungover,
we're young.
Being hungover is kind of like part of it. Like I think that's kind of the part. It's like as much like hot take. Being hungover is kind of adjorable sometimes because it's like it's just part of the process.
Boy,
like you feel like shit in the morning.
We limited this guy to just the answer, man.
Like you feel
man,
like you
which
feel,
answer you have?
Like yeah, you feel shit in the morning, but it's like. It's just something that comes with it.
You don't enjoy it though.
I love feeling dead. Yeah, you're right. Like I'm just saying that now because I haven't felt so well. But like, yeah, you do feel like dodging.
I
but it's like
my guts.
It's just something like at this point, like I don't think I would want to get super drunk and then not feel and just wake up in the morning and feel like so energized. You know, I feel like I have to like you have to like know there's repercussions and be like, okay, I can't do this all the time. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Let's eliminate.
No.
Plus the championship thing. Like, I'll take my time because it's not. It doesn't say your team will never win a championship, right? Like, I'll just take my time and just,
like... it's like living the life you live right now.
Season's
sober. Yeah, my team. Is that what you mean?
Plus, if your team wins a championship, you can obviously
like,
drink.
Like,
so it's
like dude, like, put your money
yeah,
on...
Your team wins
put your money
sober,
on the team.
Drink.
That's what I mean.
Have your worst... Okay, let's say you're a fan of the old Astros. Worst team baseball. Beginning of the season, like, they're projecting...
Or the Cubs.
Put some money on the Cubbies. Put some money on the Strohs. Bro, why are you putting all your life savings? I don't worry about it. I got something. Don't drink, and they win the series.
That's literally
and
like
you bang with that.
Now you champagne with them.
Yeah, that's
really
what I'm saying. I can drink right after they
yeah,
win because
yeah.
they won.
Already. I think I'm gonna go with that.
It's really like Back to the Future, like knowing what.
Oh, but it's never drink, and your team wins the championship.
Oh, so
never.
I can go
like,
with that
at all.
That's what I mean. I think I'd
still go with that.
I don't think I would just because I think alcohol's poison.
It depends on what team.
A lot of things that you put in your body is poison. On it, like,
yo,
a lot of things, corn, bro. Yeah, a lot of things is poison. So I mean, either way,
I could live without alcohol.
I could live without.
But told Matthew was like,
I think we all could live without.
If your team wins a championship,
I think y'all wilded. I'm going with picking up a chick.
I was thinking
like the chick. Because
if my team wins a championship, like it naturally would just happen. That could get hammered drunk to celebrate. You know, it's like I'm just gonna take my chances and just it's just drink is just part of the thing. Like. Like my team, I've never really seen. I haven't seen a championship in like 10, 15 years. With like one of my team, I guess, kind of the Cubs because I am technically a little bit of Cubs fan.
Don't even know.
Call me bandwagon, whatever you want to say. But it's like I truly like. But it's like it's just when it like giving up drinking my whole life for one championship in like this year. That gives me like 60 more years of my life without. You know, just living like a regular sports season, like that's like really like a tough call right there. You know,
I think I'd probably choose the gaining weight one just because it's like. Just like, I guess I'm looking out for the health in the future. I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's like a justifiable. I feel like that's just like a good like
a solid choice.
Medium.
I know,
like,
solid
yeah, like,
choice.
Solid choice.
I know, but if you're drinking 15 beers at 70 years old, dude, like,
you didn't say you have to drink 15 beers.
Just saying, you don't
never drink.
You have no limit.
You could drink as much as you want, your liver doesn't get destroyed.
Yeah, but like your liver's still
okay,
getting fucked.
You're
like,
not a human.
It doesn't mean like you can drink as much as you want. It's just saying like,
yeah,
you won't gain the weight.
Drink all supposed to deal with the chick.
I don't know. I'm going with
that's
the chick.
Cool.
I'm going with the chick one, man. I mean,
all right. I guess next question.
You can just go pick the hottest chick.
All right, we got 10 minutes, so we gotta kind of speed
it up. Yeah,
wrap it up, man. All right, here we go. Next one. Debate the internet. How much money would it take for you to give up your favorite food for the rest of your life? It's kind of what we just said.
How much money would you give my favorite food?
Favorite food.
How much money? I'm not giving up any money, bro, because I'm a foodie. So I really don't.
I don't know what my favorite.
I mean, my favorite food is probably like hot dogs, pizza, or like
I love a hot dog with mustard, ketchup, pickles, and cheese on
but
it
like,
too. But
I have like, but the reason why it's like my favorite food is because it's so like quickly accessible. Like I can literally throw a hot dog weenie in the microwave for a minute. And boom.
So
I,
if
I
you
got,
so
I got
someone gave you $1 billion, would you not eat one of those again for the rest of your life?
I think realistically giving up any kind of my favorite food, I'd probably take like $5,000. Like, it's not a lot, but I think I could. It's like simply just one little thing.
Yeah.
Out of my life.
It's like how much
for me, like how often do I really crave eating like a hot dog? You know, like I mean,
it's like
hot dogs are my favorite food. Yeah, I don't know what my favorite food is.
Chips.
Probably, honestly,
mine's dessert.
Mine's
dessert. So
anything with ice cream, I'll load, man.
Yeah, like anything, like
would you not eat
whatever
for the rest of your life?
I'm probably giving you no money
for
that.
For five, like $2.
I'm such a fatty, bro. Like I would, I'd rather eat dessert for the rest of my life than you give me any type of money.
Yo,
it's totally off topic, but Pizookies on Tuesday sound amazing. Imagine giving up Pizookies.
Pizookie.
That's your
question.
Okay,
so the question.
Would you
give
right
now? How much money would it take you to give up Pizookies?
Yeah.
Like, would you, like, would you give up Whataburger for $5,000? I don't think I would do that.
I think I could do
that. I don't think I could do that.
Because there's a million other places.
But it's just like, that means I can't eat Whataburger for the rest of my life, man. It's like,
I can use that $5,000 to eat anywhere else.
Yeah, but you ever been drunk, you're just like, fuck. Like, you ever been just like, fuck, man, I gotta get a damn Whataburger.
But it's not necessarily.
That's a very small amount of
money. That's because you know Whataburger's on the street. Like for college, like there was a water there was a McDonald's like two streets away, and it was like, bro, like a McGang, like a McChicken, like literally, like,
oh yeah,
like
yeah.
Spicy McChicken, bro,
oh,
like spicy McChicken's
so
done, like no Whataburger will trump that spicy McChicken. It's two streets away, like that's the way I see it.
Or the cheeseburgers I love the cheeseburgers from McDonald's, man. The dollar burgers.
The best thing at McDonald's is the spicy and chicken, hands down.
Can't be a Big Mac, man. A Big Mac is the original. It stood the test of time, and it will always be there. Like, it's the old idol, man. $3, you know, for
I still
a
remember
Mac
one
meal.
Time,
like,
Big C at Bowie brought 4 or 5 spicy and chicken bread to lunch. I'm like, oh.
Who did that?
Big C.
Mr. One by himself.
Last question. What would you give up first? Drinking, watching sports, or coming?
Drinking.
Probably drinking, yeah.
Drinking first.
Drinking.
I can adopt and I love sports.
Which would I give up first? Drinking.
I could definitely give up sports.
There's only one of those that is really bad for you.
Because I can
drink.
I can not drink and still watch sports. Not drink and still come, obviously. Like, I think drink is just the one that's like I don't do the most, obviously.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know, I don't drink.
Not
I have all these things.
Like,
drinking is the one I do the least, though it's like, I feel like I'd rather just kind of give up drinking.
Yeah, I do the least.
That's kind of easy. Yeah, like blatantly, like,
did I mean,
like, think, but
I don't
like,
drink
you
once
you
a day.
You outlaw
like,
your life, you do yourself a favor.
Yeah, you really
like,
do
yeah.
yourself a favor, yeah.
Like, really? Think
well,
about it. Okay, it's kind of fun, but like, you don't need it, and you're not gonna die.
Well, if you drink like red wine, like every once in a while, like that's apparently good for you. But if you drink like a bottle of rubbing alcohol, it's like yeah, that's pretty bad for you. Like,
hey, okay, I'm clear.
Prison.
It's like yeah, like, some, it's like to an extent, some of it's okay, but it's like a lot of it's like when you abuse it, it's like this probably not good for you. Yeah, all
right,
no, but
so.
If you have that, if you don't even think about it,
yeah,
then you don't gotta worry about it, man. Worry about productivity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess that was the easy one. Drinking?
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
Yeah, we gotta cut that one out.
I'm gonna get a drink out.
Yeah, let's just cut that one out. But, like... Alright. Should I just wrap it up?
That's a wrap up.
Alright.
Hey, man, that's episode one. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, that's Los Muchachos. And, as always, from us to you, don't be a chach.